boom, here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari, and welcome to, I'm so grateful to be here doing this show. It has been a hell of a weekend. Nothing I wish to talk about, just drama stuff in family world, and this is like my sanctuary. I come in this room, I shut this door, I turn on this freaking microphone, and I ramble. And it really is a happy place for me. I do this in the Bible study podcast in here, and it's nice because it's been a weird weekend, and I will leave those stories to be told by others. But man, this is happy for the sanctuary. I'm about to go out to my partner that I own the Big 49 with and the network with, and he is a brainiac. Here's one thing, by the way, you ever want to do, have this, this is great. If you, I teach my kids this too, be friends with people smarter than you. Cause when you have friends that are really smart, you hopefully will come up to their level. They won't drag you down. They'll lift you up. I firmly believe in that. And, the guys that I was doing the Big 49 with are like freaking geniuses, and I was just numbnuts that was in there that could bring the funny sometimes, and they would bring the technical gadgetry. And one of them is going to basically set my studio back up, put me back in line for where I was before the fire. I can't believe it has been 6 months. Today we went to a party. I call it a party. It was at a park not far from our apartment where we live now. And it was everyone from our block that doesn't exist anymore, just getting together and talking. It was good to see a lot of the neighbors are really cool and hearing the stories. And some of them who were there were like, well, no, we moved. We moved to, one of them was like, I moved to Napa. I'm not coming back. And then there were a few old people there who were just like, I'm too old. And they all said, I'm cashing out, I'm selling, and I'm leaving. It's really sad. It's going to come back. It'll rebuild. But it's going to be a whole new group of people. We're going to lose a lot of really good people from the neighborhood. And there was people up there that were a-holes. Hopefully we lose a lot of a-holes too, and then it'll balance out. We don't gain too many, we lose some. But it's sad. It's sad, sad, sad. I was there again today, and just doing the watering and the weed whacking and getting it in line. And it makes me happy to see the things growing, the few things that are coming back to life. It's just like a sign. And we're getting closer to getting a contractor finally. And then we're going to start on the build. And there's people, I will tell you this, there was a house about a half mile from my house, so I saw it driving in, that is almost done already. The entire wood frame is up. Like, that house is back. And I'm like, damn, that's impressive, considering I'll give you a quarter of the houses there haven't even been cleaned yet from the fire. They're just sitting there with all the rubble and debris. It's crazy. Friday, I got to go out and meet with my boy Ice. Have to tell you an Ice story, because it absolutely broke my heart. I got with Ice on Friday, and he does his crying when he sees me. He goes crazy and howls and barks until he can jump on me, and then I pet him. And literally, he gets over it pretty quick once I'm in the house. He jumps on me, jumps on me, jumps on me. I pet him. I tell him no. I try to make him stay down. And then he calms down and is back to normal. Well, he's getting used to the routine of me coming on Friday, spending the night. He's all happy to sleep next to me. And then I get up in the morning, we go for a walk, and then I come home and I leave him there. And when I saw this, it absolutely made me sad. And it should make me happy. That dog loves me. I can't tell you the amount of love I feel from that dog. That dog has been my therapy through this. This dog has been my constant for those 4 or 5 months that I was in Downey with just me and him. I mean, my parents were there, and I would talk to my wife and my daughter, but I didn't see them for days on end when I was living in Downey without them. So ice is kind of got it figured out. And we went for a walk. And then I have a bunch of stuff. I have my bag of clothes and my snore mask and all my crap I start putting in the car. And when I walked out the door to put my stuff in the car, he started crying. He started wailing. And it bummed me out because that dog loves me. I mean, absolutely loves me. I don't love everyone else in my family like he does me, but boy, does he love me. And that made me sad. In fact, I called once I got home later. I called back to my mom and I'm like, how's Ice? She's like, he's fine. She said he did start acting bratty after you left. So, oh, that is, it is sad. It's just the worst part of living here in the apartment is just not having my dog. That is the worst. Even though Nova came over again, my wife went and brought Nova over because my in-laws live only about a mile or two from here. We're very close to them. So my wife will go over and get Nova and bring her over, and it's good. It's good. The pug, you can't do that with because he's so old and he's blind and he's adjusted to my in-laws' house now. He's got it figured out. He's blind. He just makes do with what he can. He figures out the room and he kind of stays in his little routine. So it would be mean to bring him over here, put him on the ground. He'd be freaked. He gets like really afraid when he's out of his element. But even if I'm holding him, he'll shake. He's really afraid. And that is sad. I've told you guys I'm doing a kinder, gentler show, which is hard for me. I don't know if you guys know, that's not always easy for me. Even though some of the drama that happened over the weekend, I literally had to be a much better person than I am. And I was. And I was proud of that. I was happy for that. Let's talk about this. Young people. I talk smack about young people. Today I'm going to say something praising of them, even though it's not young Americans. It's young Brits. But I think that this probably crosses over. I don't know if it's just happening here yet. And they say 46% of teenagers that responded to this recent survey found that 68% of the respondents said they felt worse when they spend too much time on their social media. So these teenagers are like, I'm spending a ton of time on social media, and then after I spend a ton of time on social media, I feel worse about myself. And because of that, they have now come up with these what they call digital detox retreats, where they're clubs, they're social clubs, where it's called the offline zone. So there's no phones, there's no computer, there's no, and you can go in there and read, you can go in there and socialize, you can go in there and do cool things, but they say that it's young people that are driving these. So that's really cool. The offline club has 530,000 followers on Instagram. And it's a Dutch, started with the Dutch. So it's a Dutch social movement that looks to create free public spaces and events and cafes and things like that. It would be like going back in time. For me as an old fart, it would be like when I was young. I know that's the worst thing you want to hear from an old person. When I was a kid, hey, candy bar only cost a nickel. Hey, I'd go to McDonald's and I'd spend $2.50. Hey. Yeah, well, that's what you don't want to hear. But that's what it is. It's people going to places to socialize without technology. And there's no technology there. So it is a cool thing. I really like that one. Now, from that one, let's jump to my other cool little story I got. And this one is some science fiction stuff, but I like it. And I can't really describe it because I don't know if you're aware, I'm a dummy. But it's also out of the UK. And someone has invented the first ever application of a gemstone to battery technology. No, here's what's cool. They're making basically batteries out of an artificially created diamond. And it'll last 1,000 years. The microwatt power sources are what they call the perfect solution for like outer space, you know, where it's hard to go up and change the batteries. or even in your pacemaker, even though 1,000 years is a little long for a pacemaker. But how they do it is the hard part. So basically, they take this diamond and they do whatever they do to it, and it contains a radioactive isotope of carbon, which they call carbon-14. They say isotopes are forms of chemical elements with the same number of protons but a different number of neutrons. Some are stable, but the ones that aren't stable become radioactive and emit radiation, and that's how they get the power from this little tiny diamond, which makes it, sure, it's radioactive, but it is, it's a battery that'll last 1,000 years. Pretty cool. And they say the diamond batteries are safe and sustainable, and it's a way to provide continuous microwatt levels of power, and something that they really are looking at using this carbon 14, which is, I mean, sure, it's science fiction, but it's freaking badass. Diamond batteries. Sure, they're radioactive, but, you know, don't go stealing one and putting it into, like, your belly. Don't be don't be swallowing a diamond battery. Another good news story I have today is smoking rates have now fallen to the lowest ever amongst young people. We have the lowest amount of young people smoking today than we have ever had since ever. Forever. And that is cool. That's one I like. I like to look at that and think smoking rates being down for young people. Even though, here's something that is interesting, and there's a lot of research on it now. And, you know, we're learning. Like, we're talking about old stoners back in the day would do shrooms, and now we're learning shrooms are a really good thing for certain ailments like depression and post-traumatic stress disorder for veterans and things like that. It's really, really good. Well, we are learning that, where did I go? I lost my story. With something bad that is actually ending up being good. Like mushrooms. Where did it go? Oh, man, I can't find my story. I'm sorry, I lost my place. I'm tripping. I have a story out of Japan, though, where they have made non-toxic plastic that when it gets in salt water, it dissolves. And you're like, well, it's polluting the water, bro. You're putting this plastic in there. It's non-toxic plastic, so it dissolves in there and it's gone. Which is better than like an island the size of New Jersey floating around in the middle of the ocean that is just plastic bottles. Because we're going to have to do something to clean up the oceans. We're effing everything up because we're stupid. We're humans and humans are stupid. And that's what we do. Oh, I know where I'm back. I found my story now. So I was talking about things that are seemed bad, but now they're good. That is nicotine. I know nicotine is highly addictive. It's one of the biggest knocks on big tobacco that they made it addictive and they didn't tell people it was addictive and people smoked and they became addicted and then later got cancer. Smoking it is bad, but apparently nicotine itself isn't bad. In fact, it's got a lot of really good benefits. I'm not going to tell you to go out and get a quit smoking patch and put it on and drown yourself in it. It's something like 6 milligrams a day is all you need for the health portion of it. But there was stuff that they learned through COVID. There was a lot of people that didn't get sick from stuff. And you're like, well, what did all these people have in common? All of these people were smokers. And smokers got really high doses of nicotine in them. So they started doing research on nicotine. And you can look it up. Don't take it from my dumbass. Look up nicotine and there are benefits from it. Now, I don't like the way they're dispensing it. The patches I'm fine with, but a lot of people are doing it like chewing tobacco. So it's like the little pouch that you put in your gum and you chew it like that. But there's a lot of people getting into that stuff, man. Nicotine is, it's got some upside to it. So sure, you could be addicted to it. Don't go crazy, but you know, and that's the thing. That's what people do. They take a little and then like, oh, I had a cool little buzz when I took it or whatever. So I'm going to keep taking it. And then, oh, I don't get that buzz feeling anymore. I know. I'll just increase the dosage. And then, voila, you're like a smoker without smoke. And trust me, getting nicotine in your body isn't that bad, but by getting nicotine into your body by smoking it is effing stupid. That's always a bad idea. You're going to get that in there and smoke anything. And I know you stoners right now are like, hey, bro, it's all natural. It's non-addictive. You know it's addictive. I've seen it be addictive. I've seen what it does to people. I went to rehab, especially young people. Marijuana is really strong. Marijuana is really addictive. And marijuana is no joke. And these people that can't function without smoking weed, I get so sick of seeing people walking around just reeking of weed because I know they just smoked weed. And I'm like, if you were reeking of booze, we would call the police because we'd be like, oh man, this drunk is in here staggering around, and they would come get you. But we excuse it away with marijuana. That is, I'm really regretting ever being a supporter of weed, not because I don't like it. Hell, I use it. I use it correctly. I go and I buy gummies for sleep, and it's one brand, and I can take one, and I don't take it on the weekdays. I'll take it on the weekends when I have time to actually sleep, because I notice if I take it on the weekdays, when I wake up in the morning, I have this like hangover groggy effect. But it's wonderful, and I love to use it for that, and that's why I wanted this stuff to be legal. I didn't want it to be legal so that every giant douchebag driving around in a Dodge Charger can have marijuana just rolling out the window, and at every red light I can smell it in my car. And tonight I was outside with my wife, and I'm like, where's that weed smell coming from? It's just gets to me. But I'm glad it's legal, but people are dumb. Speaking of dumb, there's a lot of dumb stuff going on in the world, and I'm just going to say, if you're here in Los Angeles, be safe. Things are getting nutty cuckoo, and protect yourself. I will be protecting myself to the fullest as I roll around in my vehicle, and I hope that you do too. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here early because I don't care anymore. I'm caring deeply about my other podcast and caring less and less about this one. Don't forget to go to Spira.com, use the code FIT10 at checkout, and get your Spiras on. I'm waiting on Mean Spira Lady to come through with some new shoes. They have another product that's not the Spira that may have some new shoes coming, and I will tell you about those too as soon as I know they're there, because they're really cool and I like them. Gonna get into that. So hope you guys have a great week. I will be back on Friday with a bonus pod. Till then, I see ya!